it an optional today, or I know it's Kaprizov and Hartman?
No, those guys had a maintenance day.
Okay.
So it wasn't. It was a full practice, but those guys were held off.
Right. Same with Foligno maintenance, like you said.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
When will you? How do you get a read then? Like, if he's going to play tomorrow, is it just how he shows up in the morning type thing?
A little bit of that, and then I'll probably talk with the trainers a little bit more and just see where he's at. You know, obviously with the 2:30 games, there wouldn't be an opportunity for a skate or anything like that. So I'll probably know more this afternoon for sure whether he's going to be able to go or not.
Hartman and Kaprizov will
be
play.
Yeah.
How much do you weigh when a veteran guy tells you, hey, I'm ready to go, versus, like, I'm sure the trainers have to sign off on it, but, like, you trust the guy when he says, hey, I'm good enough to go at this percentage or something?
Yeah, I think, you know, for sure. I mean, probably most players, but I think particularly, you know, veteran guys, just in my experiences, that, you know, they know what they need, and I think they know, in conjunction with the trainers, of what, you know, what his percentage would be. Is it 80, 90, 95%? And I think, you know, particularly with Marcus, I think he's a good judge of, you know, where he's at and what he can do. Can he be himself, or can he be a factor in the game the way we need him to, the way that his body is? So we'll just, you know, talk with him and then talk with the trainers as well.
You mentioned last night a couple of things not up to your standards, the way you guys play. Is that just the overextended shifts, like decision-making in that process, or...? Probably a little more than that.
No, I think there was segments in the game, as I said last night, that, you know, we address with our guys, which they, you know, they know, and just, you know, certain areas that, you know, we felt lended the game to become more 50-50 as the game had gone on, where we need to make sure that those mindsets and those details are better tomorrow, because, you know, I think if you continue to do that, And it flows in from the kind of the end of last game into tomorrow night, we're not going to get off to a good start and give ourselves a chance to win the game. So we address that today, and I think guys will be, you know, they understand it for sure, and we should be better in several of those areas tomorrow.
And obviously mindset has to be such a huge part in entering tomorrow, right? Not having too much pressure, but still knowing the expectations that you need.
Yeah. Obviously we know it's a game that, you know, it's going to be highly contested. I mean, they're a very good team. They have a lot to play for, and we're, you know, continuing to push here. We didn't spend too, to be honest, today, it wasn't so much about that. It was more kind of putting to bed and taking some key things out of last night's game and making sure that, you know, we address them and there's awareness to them. And then the other part of today was, I think, just getting the energy and getting ready to go tomorrow with an early game.
Decision for a goalie?
We'll discuss it with the guys after.
It was a, yes, coming out of the All-Star break, February 12th or something. What worked well, or how did you have success against Vegas last time you played them?
Well, I thought it was one of our better games. Managed the puck very well. I thought competitively, you know, in puck battles, like, they're a big, strong team. We were good in those areas. We got good goaltending. So, you know, I think the style of game is important to have, which some of the things we kind of drifted away from last night. And then also, you know, I think this time of year and these type of games, it always comes down to that competitiveness in the hard areas of the ice and competitiveness at the puck.
Mm-hmm. Has it been a difference, too, in some of those quote-unquote big games, those small details, like you mentioned last night, that there could be, like, a difference in a game against Vegas, you know, like...
Yeah.
Those games, you leave saying the same kind of similar things about that.
Yeah, I mean, details are, you know, details are factors in every game. I think that's why a lot of times as coaches you're trying to make sure that they don't slip and you're taking lessons out of games, because, you know, lots of times when you get in key situations, you want to have those habits or those decision-making processes or whatever it might be in critical areas of the rink more instinctual and more of kind of, you know, like when you're lots of times when you're under pressure or you're in situations that are high stakes, your natural instincts come out. And I think that's the important thing of trying to gradually make sure that we don't let those things slip. So when you're called upon in those situations, it's more instinctual to make the right decisions.
Jonathan Marchessault is 33. He might be having his first season of 40 goals. What makes Marchessault such a threat in your mind?
Well, he's, you know, watching him play. I mean, he's a great competitor. You know, he's a tenacious, mm-hmm. smaller guy, great hockey instincts. Finds his way around to the scoring areas. Got a great shot, and he can score in multiple ways. I think when you look at him, he can score down low around the net front. He's got a great shot. He can attack off the rush. You know, he's a dangerous player that's got a high competitive spirit.